As instances of persons being hauled before the court for cyber crimes increase, the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force is offering advice to protect Vincentians from falling prey to this offense. According to the police, there has been an increase in reported cases of sexual harassment by electronic communication, violation of privacy, and cyberbullying. Sergeant of Police and Head of the IT Department of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force, Sian Choi, says there has also been an increase in phishing scams.
We are seeing in the area of cybercrime, and what we ask in person to desist in terms of posting any shame or derogatory or nude pictures of anyone, because let's say ignorance of the law is no excuse. So as long as you've been violated, you have no excuse, and the Cybercrime Act is there to protect every one of us. Because some of the common cybercrime presently is differently to that what we've seen. We have some phishing and online scam that is happening at this time. And it is very prevalent now. It's not just worldwide, you know, it's targeting individuals and businesses in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Choi says, however, the phishing scams do not originate in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He says persons who are victims of cybercrime should document everything before making a report.
The advice that we will give persons in relation, especially if they are victims of cybercrime, and what they should to make the report, you first thing you must, you know, gather the information. You must document everything. If you could take a screenshot of any email, your message, or any online activity related to the crime. You know, you must make sure you get the dates and the time to keep a record when the cybercrime occurs. And you must, after that, you must report the crime. So report it to any police station throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And the stations will collaborate with us, the IT department, to assist in bringing the perpetrator to justice and find the evidence that are there that we can prosecute the case.
Choi is also reminding persons to protect themselves and their data from phishing schemes and online scams.
We need to change your password for all accounts, especially those that may have been compromised. So if you realize that it's been compromised, don't wait. Change your password. We advise you to enable a two-factor authentication. Enable two-factor on all your online accounts for added security. We advise persons to install and update their security software. So ensure that your laptop, your smartphones, your tablet have the up-to-date software on it. And we want to advise persons to be cautious of suspicious emails and links, because what we have seen, persons send links, and when you open it, you become victim of cybercrime, because that's what they use, phishing, to get access to certain personal information, especially from unknown senders. We advise persons, do not open links from unknown senders. And if you're going to do personal transactions like banking detail and information, we advise you to do it from a secure network or location. Don't go in an open public Wi-Fi to check your bank balances or do a transaction, because it will be compromised.
Sergeant of Police and Head of the IT Department of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force, Sian Choi. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.